Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't a camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're...
How about Chicago? I could be there in a day.
Show on Big Boy. Welcome to Fat Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is James LeRoy.
Today is Thursday, May 26th,
2011.
And episode
358.
I always cut you off. James LeRoy was showing off his big boys over here.
Knocking shit.
Or his big girls.
Knocking shit over.
So, yeah, what's up, people? The weather sucks here. My feet are freezing, and I'm ready to go back home to Florida.
It's fucking 3 days away from Memorial Day, mm-hmm. and it's 50 degrees.
But you know what it's about 24 hours away from?
Your mom.
Ricky getting his drink on and being all over kinds of men.
Mm. We'll talk about that later.
In a few. So, what's been up? What'd you do this week?
Well...
Never mind, I don't want to know because I'm jealous.
I went to Garcia's without Ricky.
Well, no, I'm not jealous of that. I'm that jealous of that, too.
Oh, Adele?
Mm.
Ooh.
Oh, bring it over here. I need to see it now.
Really?
We're looking at the Bear Mac. Oh. Yeah, but he has yellow shit on. I don't get... Mm-mm. Sorry, you guys. I know you can't.
That's the Bear flag.
That's the Bear flag.
Okay, well, I'm fine with that, then.
Dumbass.
What, you stupid or something? You're so stupid.
You're stupid. So, yeah, I went and saw Adele. Mm-hmm. I tried my best to get my manager to get you those tickets, but yeah, she was being a little...
I see you tried real hard.
She was being a little... I asked her every day.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I'm just waiting on an answer. I'm just waiting on...
Well, and what happened? Did nobody go? Did somebody use the tickets?
No, she didn't tell me, but she had people get them. Like... Even after I was asking her, I was like, you're such a stupid bitch.
Rude.
Stupid.
You stupid bitch.
No, she doesn't even deserve that. She's a stupid bitch.
She doesn't even deserve the funny stupid bitch. She's
right,
not funny.
Exactly. No, the concert was awesome. Though I thought doors opened at 7:30 and mm-hmm. they opened at 7.
Uh-huh.
So I thought I had a little extra time to be able to go eat.
Mm-mm.
Well, Bill and I, we got there at 7:30. And everyone was already sitting down. We get up there and we're like, oh, hell no. No, no, no. So we're looking for seats. We spend a little bit walking around.
Mm-hmm. You guys have assigned seating, right?
No, it's, yeah. You see, I'm showing Ricky a picture of where we sat. That's the wall of the building.
Oh, that far?
Yeah.
I like the color scheme they have.
It's pretty sweet.
Purple and lime green.
It's actually blue and mustard.
Oh.
get your colors right. And no, it was, I mean.
Well, the clip that Bill sent, I mean, it sounded good.
It was awesome.
I mean, did she sing Make You Feel My Love? Is that what it's called? Did she sing that?
Yeah. She sang, yeah. She's, oh, I wanted to cry during that song.
I love that. Did she cry? I saw a thing on YouTube where she was singing that song and she like had a breakdown.
Shh,
that doesn't sound so good.
Adele,
shh. Be quiet. You know, one thing, we're going to get sued because I know Adele listens to this. You know, she's on the cover of Out Magazine.
Oh yeah, it's in his bathroom.
I have it. I haven't read it yet, but I did see where I did not know she was a cigarette smoker. I think that's awful. I think that's awful because that means she's going to die early, or she's going to lose her voice to some kind of cancer, and that's sad.
And the sad thing is, it's kind of the balancing where it's like back and forth. Well, she sounds like this because she smokes. Partially, she has that deep.
Yeah, I don't know. But also Robin's in that same cover, or in that same magazine, too. I haven't read the article about
yeah,
it yet.
I love Robin.
Excuse me. It's better than what happened last week, right?
Damn, Ricky. Lucky. I was surprised to hear him that loud when I was editing. I was sitting there editing the show and it would happen. I was like, oh no.
Guys, if you missed it last week, I was a little gassy. I was pulling some big fatties.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I pulled a couple big fatties.
It was gnarly.
It didn't smell gnarly though.
Oh no.
It, like, thankfully for her eyelids.
Yeah. I was tearing up. I felt like I was chopping onions. No, but thankfully it was nice out because then I could open the window.
Windows were open. Today, not so much.
No.
You guys, it is farting. Fucking cold today.
We're both wearing
hoodies.
It's
May 26th.
Ricky's in sweats. And
these aren't sweats. These are soft pants.
Oh, I'm sorry. Correction. Soft pants.
Yeah. And socks.
Mm-hmm.
So today is 46 degrees, rainy and cold. And then I think Saturday it's supposed to be like 80 or something. It's crazy. Welcome, I'm like, really? It's the end of May. I should not have to wear gloves during the day.
No.
I was fucking cold this morning and it was raining like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
I was not happy.
For real.
Because I needed to walk from here to Fullerton and I had to take the bus and I did not like it. Because I like walking. Because I get paid to walk now. That's what this is.
Oh, are you guys doing a team thing? Or,
well, it's, we don't have to do the team thing. It's just one of the benefits of working there. It's called Virgin Health Miles.
Oh.
The same company that owns Virgin Airline? Records and all that shit.
What do you get from it?
Well, if you walk 7,000 steps, that's 60 miles or 60 health miles or 60 health points or whatever. Once you get to a certain amount, you get a $25 gift card to wherever you want. Then the next step is a $100 gift card, and then the next one is another $100 gift card.
That's pretty sweet.
So you can earn up to, no, it's $400, so whatever steps there are.
Nice.
And you do it each year.
That's pretty sweet.
And each year they change it, too. So.
Is this these gift cards to, like, really healthy places? Or like
no, like, to like Best Popeyes? Buy, Target, not food.
Walk your food off before you leave.
You better walk your food off.
Speaking of,
we've had a lot of people this week, or I've had a lot of people contact
yeah, I still
Twitter.
Have nobody tell me anything.
Oh, give your email address out.
JamesLeroyFM@gmail.com.
It's too hard to remember.
No, it's not. Fuck you bitches.
Bill's in the background laughing.
Rude.
Remind me to give you your hat. I have it hanging in there.
Do you want to?
Oh,
take,
let me take
do
this
you
off.
Borrow my hat, or are you gonna go home?
I'm gonna show you the outfit I'm gonna wear on Friday, and I want you guys to tell me if it's cute or not.
Because
I might need a change. I don't want to overdress you guys. You know, I don't want to overdress
for Friday.
Yeah. I don't want to wear something. I want to get dirty on someone else's ground.
Ew.
On floor. That was so nasty. I'm not even going to do that.
Baloney. You're going to go to the sex club, aren't you?
Ew, no. I will not.
Go get your bath out.
I will not. So we've had some people we got an email. Should we talk about feedback now?
Yeah, let's talk about feedback.
So we got an email from, let me pull it up here. An email to
pull it up.
Let's see here. We got an email from... Where is it?
Here's here the it is, mail here that is. Never fails. It makes me wonder.
We got an email from Matt, who... What'd she say?
Learns in the background, like, Blue's Clues.
He says, hey, James and Ricky. Hope you're both doing well. My name is Matt. I'm 24 and born and raised in North Carolina. What part of North Carolina? I recently came out to a few people in my life, waiting for the courage to tell the rest.
You go, girl.
You do it, girl. Wait till next month. It's Pride Month.
That's true.
I've done the whole secret life thing for a few years now, but I'm tired of creeping through the shadows. I'm trying to mainstream myself, which you should not have to do, and happened to come across your podcast. I've been listening for about a month and have heard every podcast leading back to Florida. Love the show, and my new favorite saying is, you better open that mouth.
That's right.
Great stuff, fellas. Keep up the good work. P.S. You can buy a box of Cadbury eggs on royalcandy.com. See, this is the thing, Matt. We don't want to order them. We want people to order them for us and send them to us. We already do a show for free. Actually, for you guys, but not for me. We have to pay, or I have to pay. So
there's electricity bill. There's my time.
Website service. Time.
Mm-hmm. Time after time.
So we got that. Thank you, Matt, for contacting
us. You rock.
He's awesome. He actually contacted me on Twitter first.
And good luck with coming out.
Yeah. It's not bad. You'll be okay.
Have I ever told you my coming out story to my parents?
This is about Matt right now. So
it might help inspire him.
Once we get to you.
It might help inspire him.
Like Kevin L says, I like your show.
Fuck you.
It's only because you're beautiful that I treat you this way.
Right. And it's only because you're ugly because I feel sorry for you.
Kidding.
But I know. But it's true.
Go ahead. Tell your coming out story.
Oh, so I was actually with my mom. We were watching. I was 17, I think. Mm-hmm. And we were watching. She was flipping back and forth between Will and Grace and the Divine Secrecy of the Yaya Sisterhood. Mm-hmm. Is that what it was? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then she stopped, and then she went to go full clothes and stuff, and I was helping her. I was like, Mom, like, I have something important to tell you. And she's like, you didn't get a girl pregnant, did you? And I'm like, not quite.
You're going to wish I did.
I go, I'm gay. And she's like, oh. And then she goes back to folding, and I'm looking at her.
Did you think she was going to have a meltdown?
No, this is what I was like. There was no reaction. Uh-huh. So I wasn't sure if it was good or bad. And so she's looking, like, she's folding, and she looks up at me, and she goes, what? You want me to do something about it? And I'm like, no, just want to let you know. She goes, you're in musical theater. You're in two courses. We kind of knew. I'm like, okay.
I don't know. Like,
love you, Mom.
Like, I told my mom, and she was like, whatever, you know. Well, the first thing she asked me was, you know, I told her, and the first thing she asked me, she goes, are you going to start wearing my clothes? I'm like, no, they're ugly. I said, no, Mom, I'm not going to start wearing your clothes. But, yeah, it was crazy. But she said when she knew something was up when I was around 10 years old, they had bought me and or my sister and I some cassette tapes. Yeah, I know some of you people don't know what that is.
What is
a cassette tape is a thing that came right after the 8-track, and you actually have to rewind it and fast forward it, and sometimes you could record on it.
Side A and side B.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry.
Ouch.
That did spike.
So they had bought me a David Lee Roth cassette tape, and they bought my sister a Madonna cassette tape. Well, she said she knew something was up because in the middle of the night, I went into my sister's room and stole her Madonna tape and was playing it all night long in my room. And she goes, I kind of had a feeling that there was, you know. So, I don't like that Madonna that much anymore, I guess, but I really did like her back in the day. So that's my coming out story.
Yay.
Wasn't that great? And then when my sister found out, she started crying, and she was just like, oh my God, the biggest weight in the world lifted off my shoulders. And I'm like, really, bitch? Really? Your shoulders? I'm the one that's supposed to be crying. This isn't about you. And she's like, oh my God, I'm so happy. I was like, happy? Okay, well, okay, bye. That's when I was dating Ben.
Oh, yeah.
The one that I scraped his face down the telephone pole. I don't know if I've ever talked about it on the show, but I won't. Just that's what happens.
That's what happened.
That it was only one time that I was in a fight with. Well, that's a lie, but no, it is pretty much, yeah, like a physical fight.
You're funny.
So, yeah, that's our coming out stories, aren't you?
And Matt, when you come out, let us know.
We want to see a picture.
Did he say how old he was?
24.
Nice. You should totally fly up to Chicago and hang out.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
You can come to Chicago and you'll be here in a day.
Oh, I'm sure we can find him some ass. I'm sure Ricky would definitely dish out.
I can accommodate.
Accommodations for foul monkeys provided.
If you guys are ever like in Chicago, is Ricky that the sun? The sun's out!
Oh my God, y'all.
It's like the end of Sunshine, the movie. With, have you ever seen Sunshine, the sci-fi movie?
Yeah, it's, I liked it.
Whatever.
You suggested it, and I was it's okay.
It's a good movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here comes the sun.
I want to say, if you guys are ever in Chicago, let us know, and if we're available, we'll come out and have a drink with you or meet you somewhere.
Heck yeah.
Or
something.
So
just, and you can be the privileged few who knows, right? James LeRoy.
Yeah, very, very true. There's only one person that really knows who you are that's a fan,
heck
right?
Yeah, Jesse.
Well, and then your friend in San Diego, which I don't even think is a real person. But
what?
Oh, he is.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Y'all were talking about how fine he was or something. Or how cute he was. Really? Oh, you better accept Bill's Facebook friendship.
Uh-oh. Drama.
Sounds like drama to me.
I don't want no drama llamas up on her.
Here's the chubby train conductor that I took a picture of.
I saw it.
Funny. He's not bad looking. I mean, I wouldn't do him, but, you know. I thought maybe that's why I was riding the train for free, because he kept passing me up. And I was like, oh, he must think I'm cute. So,
yeah.
But that isn't true, because he punched my thing the other day. That's a new game that I have. I don't know if I talked to you about it.
See how many times you can ride for free.
Yeah. And I've done pretty well, actually.
Yeah.
So, nice. For 2 days in a row, I haven't had to have my ticket punched, which is awesome.
Knock on wood.
Tomorrow, I'll probably, you know, have to do it all.
Yeah. So last episode, we did the conversation piece book. Yeah. And we asked you about your food. And did anybody
respond? We actually do have somebody. And this is interesting that we're talking about this, because Bob, who lives in North Carolina, messaged me on Growler. And he was like, oh, hey, Ricky, I want to let you know I'm a long-time listener and whatever. And I was like, okay. He's cute, first of all. Let me show you his picture.
Better pull it out.
And he's a chubby boy, so.
Mm. Hey, what's up, Bob?
But he actually has been listening to the show since like episode 20.
Nice.
So I think he's probably the longest listener that I know of.
Yeah.
And of course, Growler isn't going to work right now.
Of course. That's usually how it works.
There he is. Aww, he has pretty eyes.
Bob. He's pretty.
But... He messaged me, and he said, hold on, here we go. He goes, Ricky's favorite food, is it something from Taco Bell? And I was like, no. I said, what is it that I talk about all the time? Which, all of you guys would have had this hint, but of course nobody fucking cares. They didn't respond. Nobody cares. Aww. And he goes, I'm trying to rack my brain. He uses a school ranch dressing. And I was like, that's really not a food, but it should be considered a gravy, though. But he guessed it. It was fried chicken.
Yay.
Fried chicken, y'all. I cannot go without fried chicken.
I haven't had fried chicken in so long.
I love fried chicken. Apparently, there's a Harold's Chicken right down the road here on Milwaukee. I thought the only one was up on the north side, but somebody told me not to go to that one because it's ghetto. Probably. Like, scary ghetto.
Is it as ghetto as when I used to live in San Diego and went to the subway and they had to stand behind bulletproof glass? They handed you your sub in the box thing.
Ugh.
It was weird.
That's sad.
I was like, this is crazy. That was like 4 blocks away from my house. So this weekend, Bear Pride Van.
Oh, my God. This is my first one.
The bears came out. That reminds me, Adele. What? Oh my God. It was so funny. By the way, I just want to be best friends with Adele. She's awesome. But she was talking about, she's like, hey, God. And she had her accent going, and she was like, I have a weave now. And she was showing everyone, because it was like clear down her boob and everything. Uh-huh. And then she goes, and she bats her head, and I'm like, bokeh.
Bokeh.
What? She's trying to be a Beyonce. Yeah, that's what she was talking about.
Did you guys see Beyonce's performance?
At the Billboards?
Yes.
That's pretty sweet.
It was the coolest thing I'd ever seen.
That was pretty sweet.
It was
pretty,
I remember. I don't like the song.
I remember growing up, and because it's about women power.
No, because it sucks. It's not a Beyonce song. It's like, I don't know. Somebody else should sing it.
No.
I don't think it's a Beyonce song.
Anyway.
But her performance was awesome.
Her performance was rocking. That, the thing that she had in the background when she had like the, when she was doing this and like you could see the shadows going by. We had one of those in our children's museum back home and it was so much fun.
Oh, where? Where?
Oh, in Nebraska.
You know, we haven't said that in like the past four shows, right?
I know. I'm,
you're not so proud anymore, are you?
No, I'm, oh, I'm always proud.
I'm sorry. What's, oh, this is how long, no. How long ago was that?
You better listen up.
You better look at my paper.
Look at my paper. Oh, geez, that was spiky.
Is that upside down? Oh, okay. 21. So, what were we talking about before? Or we're talking about
Bear
listeners.
Prime,
Bear Prime. Was there anybody else that contacted me? No. Walt made a guess,
oh,
too.
Yeah.
Walt made a guess. And
he also said nice.
I have to say. Because he text messaged me because we're like this. Walt and I.
Ricky's crossing his fingers.
Mm-hmm. We're like this. Because eventually we're going to fuck one day, he says.
Oh.
So he says, whore, I told you Eric from Seattle is mine. He goes, food Ricky could never give up, CC's. And I was like, no. He goes, don't lie. I know that's your weight loss secret. Every 1 pound of CC's equals 2 pounds of the squirts.
Too
he goes,
true.
He goes, for your information, the last few shows have been outstanding. As good as the old Nicole Samantha days, you and James have hit your stride.
Woo!
Duh.
Cancer. Click.
We're better than most, I think. So
yeah, I would say so.
Awkward.
Awkward silence.
So, what's up? Bear Pride. I am
Bear
out.
Pride.
This is my first Bear Pride. I'm kind of excited because my growler and my scruff has been blowing up already. I like that. Well, I know, but I don't care. They're finding me. And I'm just like, what, like 4 stops away from the hotel? Probably.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, what is that? Grandin, Milwaukee is where I'll get off. That's the closest stop, right?
Here, I'll look it up.
Okay. Well, we can do that later.
I'll look it up while we talk.
So, we have Bear Pride and IML, and people from all around the world are coming here, and I've already been told there's someone from where? No, not that one. England. That may be interested. So, if we see him out tomorrow, you have to introduce me. I want you to introduce me to everybody, because Bill is good at this. Bill will take you and introduce you to somebody, even if you don't even, like it happened to me. He said, there was a guy that he thought I'd be interested in. I kind of wasn't. But then after I was finished talking with him, with Bill, I was kind of interested. You remember who that was, right? Rugby. Yeah. Rugby.
Rugby.
Which, by the way, big rugby. I heard a bunch of rugby people. Tony, you know Tony.
Tony.
Jujubee's cousin said he's already lined up for the rugby team, and I was like, I'm sure you are. Oh yeah. So I guess it's a big bear thing. I've never been to it, so I guess it's pretty big. And IML is this big leather thing that I'm really not that much interested in. So. Because leather kind of scares me. I just don't. I'll wear like shoes, but that's about it. So we will be reporting on that because somebody asked, which you did not put it in the show notes.
What?
All this stuff right here that people want to talk about.
Sorry.
Peter Go says he's expecting a post-mortem on the IML Bear Pride shenanigans. When is the actual taping? There's no info on it. Well, we may be taping on Monday or Tuesday because some people think that they have lives and they can just go out of state. And
bitch.
Just, you know, they've been here, maybe 2 days this month. So, whatever.
Wow. Jesus. Someone's a bitch.
And not a stupid bitch.
Stupid bitch.
So, Peter, we'll probably be recording Monday or Tuesday, which the show, which I'm going to be recording and editing, so it'll probably be out in 3 weeks.
And it won't be as cool as mine.
It won't be as good. I can tell you that right now. I'm going to have to listen to the whole thing.
You won't have to listen to the fun endings.
I might do that.
How are you liking that? Do you like
I love it.
Aren't those fun?
Actually, the last show was the first time I heard it because I really don't listen.
I like it. I think it was fun.
Yeah. I liked it. I was like, I love it.
Nice.
By the way,
on Facebook, Peter and Walt commented on what we need to talk about.
Oh, well, we can do that on the next part.
Okay.
Does it have to be on this one? Because we're getting running low, right?
No, we can do it on this
one. Okay. Because I want to talk about the website real quick.
Yeah!
Remember, you guys, that we're supposed to be having the new website coming out at the end of this month. Oh God, I don't know how close it is, but Kevin's working with us on it. And what we're going to ask you to do is once we get it up, we need you guys to go test it out and see if everything works. And right. We also want suggestions. One of the things I kind of want on there, and I don't know if Kevin can do it, I want to have the way that when they're on the website and they want us to talk about something or a topic, they can just put it in there and it either comes to us, yeah, like a suggestion box.
Well, that'd be kind of cool.
And I want that. And you guys have to use it because we're not getting too much participation lately. And I don't like that. What are we doing wrong that there's no participation?
Mm-hmm. No live shows.
Are we? And that's another thing I was going to talk about. We were thinking about doing live shows on Thursdays, every other Thursday or whatever, but we've had no response on it. So does that mean you guys don't want to hear live shows?
Yeah. Let us know if the Thursday night
I don't want to waste.
Let us know
time.
If Thursday night would work if for live shows, because that'd be kind of fun.
Right.
I'd love to have people call in and chat. And Jesus Christ, is there an apocalypse going on in the kitchen? Damn.
But I don't want to waste my time on a live show and have to hurry up and get home. And I mean, I want to do it because I love doing live shows, but I want to just make sure you guys are interested before we go there.
Right.
And I don't know who's recording what, so or on Thursdays. I know there's some people that do a live show, so we need to work out that time. But we want to make sure if you guys are interested.
Yeah. It'd be Thursdays between 7 and 8 Central Time.
Right.
Yep. So
starting at 7 or starting at 8, right? Is that what you mean? Or starting at 7, ending at 8?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I think that's 8 to 9 Eastern time. There's somebody recording. Or somebody already doing a live show then. But we may be able to talk with them.
9 to 10 in the East Coast?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. All right.
Well, you East Coast people, let us know. I mean, I was on the East Coast and I did. Let's fucking go. Which is still weird. I'm still trying to get used to that time change shit. I'm like, what's Conan doing on a 10? You know, I'm like, what? It's weird. You guys, Chicago's going to shut down because Oprah's gone too.
I know, we're all going to go bankrupt.
And, they're doing civil unions now, so that automatically means people are going to start raping donkeys too. And marrying donkeys.
That's what I did last week.
All right, so give us a call, 206-984-3685.
You can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can follow us on Twitter as Foul Monkeys or James Leroy FM.
And check out our Tumblr.
Oh, you bitch. I knew you were going to make me say this.
Foulmonkeys.tumblr.com.
And you can check out our Facebook fan page.
Yes.
What?
Cancer.
Do that. That's where you can leave us suggestions. We need to do a little bit more with Facebook. Like, put more postings up or something.
Yeah, sorry.
And that's it. And I guess that's all, right?
That's pretty much it.
So you will hear, we'll probably get this out tomorrow or Friday, probably. And yes. Then this will be the shit pre-show before all the bear shit happens.
The bear shit.
And then we'll record on Monday and Tuesday, and that'll come out when I decide. So, oh, well, we have a second show.
That'll come out probably Monday.
Monday
or Tuesday.
You should probably do it Tuesday because then that gives me until Saturday to put out the show.
God, lazy bones.
Y'all, I'm busy.
Yeah, me too, but I'm still getting the shows out.
Y'all, I'm busy.
Busy sucking cack.
No, not
that
really.
That Chicago cack.
I wish. Okay, this is Ricky.
And this is James Leroy.
Have a great week. Bye.
Peace out.
stupid. You're so stupid.
You're stupid. Dumbass.